shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. The best tennis player in the world is stuck. In an immigration dispute. We're not sure if it's COVID-19. We're not sure yet. But gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this. And this is one that may be tough to figure out, at least until they start sorting all the bodies out in this thing. What do we know about Djokovic?
Well, the superstar has won the Australian Open 9 times. It's pretty incredible. The 34-year-old's rated number one in the world. He shows up on the 5th. Remember, they're a day ahead of us over there in Down Under. It's like the 7th over there already. So he flies in on the 5th, and he's got a medical exemption. And upon landing, the Australian Border Force, the ABF, they greeted him, and they basically said, "Well, this is not going to fly. Your medical exemption is not going to work." So they have been holding him. They held him there at the airport where he flew in for a couple of hours, and then they transferred him to a hotel room, and he's been in a holding pattern ever since, as he has an appeal go through. He's got lawyers from his home country of Serbia that are trying to work the problem, but it looks like they are going to deport him because of his vaccine status. And here is a guy that, I mean, are you kidding me?
He's only the best tennis player in the world.
He's a 9-time winner of the Australian Open! And because they won't honor his exemption, they want him out of the country. And this is just an example of how fascism has entered the Western world. And if this does not wake people up, I don't care what your vaccine status is. People don't care whether you have high blood pressure medicine or whatever. Are we going to start sharing all of our medical information with everybody for the rest of our lives because of a virus? It's absolutely off the charts wrong, but this is an example of how far these governments will go. And, hey, I mean, they're a Western country. How far will the Biden administration go as we continue to have the Supreme Court listen to the arguments of the people who don't want to be vaccinated?
Wow. Well, we will continue to follow this, whether it's deportation. The one thing I think we know is that Djokovic will not, I'm just assuming, he will not be participating at all. It's just bizarre what's going on. By the way, today is January 6th, and that means Democrats are going nuts, falling over themselves, dealing with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. When we come back, we'll let you hear at least one columnist from the Washington Times who says January 6th is being used as a political weapon. And it is. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
World world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NBA, the Suns and the Warriors tied for the top spot in the Western Conference. Both teams are 29-8, both with 7 wins in their last 10. Both clubs in action tonight, though not against each other. The Suns are home against the Clippers while Golden State visits New Orleans. Phoenix with wins in 2 straight. The 19-19 Clippers coming off a loss. Golden State's last outing was a 99-82 loss at Dallas last night. Meanwhile, the 13-25 Pelicans have lost 3 in a row. College basketball last night, Arizona State's game at number 5, UCLA was postponed. Northern Arizona beat Embry-Riddle 101-54. Nick Mains had 24 points. Arizona's scheduled game against Arizona State this Saturday has been postponed. Nevada men's basketball continues to deal with COVID issues. Their Saturday game at San Diego State has been postponed. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals. Helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 12:33, as we check out our traffic cams, there is, I don't know how to describe it other than, yeah, it looks like a truck accident. There are particles all over the feeder ramp. This is Interstate 15 northbound, but those people who are merging from the 215 to Interstate 15 north, you're going to be greeted with some blockage there. It is closed. You're not going to get through this accident there on 15 north, the feeder ramp from Interstate 215 right now. Otherwise, it doesn't look too bad on area freeways, so stay away from that feeder ramp. Merging from the 215 to Interstate 15 northbound.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon. And learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call to the MultiCare Group and do it right now. They're having a commemorative meeting, if you will, a presentation that is fascinating. It's virtually all Democrats that I've seen so far. And, for instance, Robin Kelly, a representative from the state of Illinois, congresswoman, represents Chicago, Chicago Heights, and Kankakee. And they're going through their first-person accounts of what happened a year ago today. In fact, let's drop in on this as we take you live to the Capitol. And Robin Kelly, a congresswoman from Illinois.
Change you have in a democratic society. You must use it because it is not guaranteed. You can lose it. My colleagues, our guests, and all those listening, this is a day in my life I will never forget. We must not forget those who lost their lives. We must make sure that those responsible are held accountable, no matter who they are. We must make sure the right to vote is preserved, and we must do everything we can to protect our democracy. And last but not least, I just want to say to the gallery group, thank you, love you, and we go on. Thank you.
There you have it. As you can see, Democrats are trying to pivot to voting rights bills and things like that. That should be the aftermath of what happened a year ago today, January 6th, in our nation's capital. One of the things that I find fascinating is the Democrats' ability to pivot from one event to another. It's fascinating just to hear what's going on in the Capitol right now as Democrat. And by the way, it's almost all Democrats that are doing the speaking. I have yet to see any Republicans talking about January 6th. Maybe they should. Don't know. But one of the things I found interesting, and let's go to Charlie Hurt. He was on last night with Tucker Carlson. He is a Washington Times columnist. And talking about January 6th as a political weapon. This is cut one. This is Charlie Hurt from the Washington Times. Listen to this.
Hashtag January 6th. I'm getting that tattoo someday. So let's talk about January 6th, which was an actual event,
right,
where crimes were committed.
A riot.
I believe that. And from day one, we've been for prosecuting crimes, all crimes.
Absolutely.
Including those. However, it's become something much more than that. And this being Washington, of course, it's being used to political effect. How do you think Democrats believe January 6th will allow them to not lose in the midterms?
I think that I don't know how well they've thought it through. First of all, you know, obviously these are the most sheltered people on earth. They don't get out much. If they did get out a little bit more, they'd realize nobody is talking about this.
Is that true?
Nobody but they themselves.
Yes.
And the media. And you know, a few people who are obsessed with NPR News every morning are talking about this.
Right.
No normal people. And I'm talking about Democrats. Mainly because if you're a Democrat voter and you live in Chicago, do you care more about that? Or do you care more about the BLM summer of hate in which, you know, your neighborhood got torched?
And
dozens of people died. Government buildings were actually destroyed. You had cops killed. You know, yeah. Is that more concerning to you or is this? And I think it just reveals the utter disconnect. And it's a real problem for Democrat politicians because, of course, they've got nothing better to sort of counter all of the mayhem that they inspired, especially in the summer of 2018. They've got nothing better. So that's why they're talking about this. But the weird thing about it is not only does it reveal how totally disconnected they are, but the more they talk about it, the more disconnected they become from those voters. And it's a real bad situation. And I think that it's just proof they've given up on hoping to win.
So there you have it. That's Charlie Hurt, and was on with Tucker Carlson last night. One of the issues that we are following, and by the way, let me bring gentleman Jim back in because this accident out on the 215, the feeder ramp, this thing looks serious. Tell me what you're seeing on your traffic cams there, Jim Dallas.
What it looks like is, you know, the big green freeway signs that say the 215 or Interstate 15 or you know, up ahead is Russell Road or whatever.
In 6 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. So it looks like maybe somebody hit one of those signs, and it's pretty much laying across, like, at least two lanes of that feeder ramp, two lanes of that highway. And I see men standing next to what appears to be, you know, big truck tires, and they look overturned. So I'm assuming this was involving a truck, maybe a tractor trailer, and they hit the signs and it came down, and it's unpassable right now. Let's put it that way.
Wow. We will continue to monitor what's going on out there and give you the very latest and maybe give you an alternative route to get you going. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking about Charlie Hurt and the fact that the Dems are trying to turn January 6th into a political weapon, commemorating the five people who lost their lives. The fact is, there's only one person that lost their life, and that's Ashley Bobbitt. Now, there were others. Kevin Greeson died of a heart attack on January 6th. Roseanne Boylan appeared to have been crushed in a stampede of fellow rioters as they surged against the police. Benjamin Phillips, the founder of a pro-Trump website called Trumparoo, died of a stroke. And that's it. That's it. Ashley Babbitt was the only one that was killed by Capitol Police. I mean, that's it. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls. I've got one line open. You want to seize it now, you can. I would love to hear from you as to what this is. I mean, if you're being moved by this in any way, shape, or form. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
When you look at our fiat, our paper, which if you ever had to go back in time and hire a Roman centurion guard and he discovered that you were paying him with something that burned, you know, let me know how long you keep your head. By the way, sword fighting is a martial art. Leading into the American full faith and confidence. And that dollar bill. Well, when you have the full faith and confidence of the Clinton News Network, MSLSD, and the rest of the Alphabet Goop networks, which Bezos, he bought a loser. It's still a loser. He pays for all those reporters. How many newspapers are being supported by billionaire Marxists? By the way, it's always Marxism for us, Kevin, not for them.
I know.
That's how they can pivot. When you have the full faith and force and confidence of what Goebbels said, the propaganda machine, just tell a lie long enough, pretty soon they'll believe it. The sad thing is that 48% of the registered voters, they believe it. We're in trouble, buddy. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Frank. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. With Frank's departure, that opens up a line at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. They keep telling this lie. They are trying to pivot, though, from January 6th to voting rights, federalizing elections, ending voter ID. By the way, did you know that 70% of America wants voter ID? They believe that in order to vote, you should have some sort of photo ID. Yeah. Believe it or not, they honestly believe that. And yet Democrats are trying to turn this January 6th thing into a voting rights bill. Unbelievable. Tell you what, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for an excellent show so far today, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, you made a very good point. Oh, well, you're welcome. But you made a very good point. There's only one person who shot, and she was unarmed. It's just disgusting, Kevin. And these Democrats, they're showing their true colors. They're showing their Harry Reid mentality. And I can't wait for November 8th to come, Kevin. I can't wait for November 8th, and I'm really serious about that. Because we have got to come out in force. The 113,000 Republicans that did not vote in 2020, all of them going to get out to vote. If I got to carry somebody to the poll, I will do that. And then they can show their voter ID.
There you go. Bob, thank you, man. There you go. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. What is going on now, though, Democrats, Ruben Gallego, a Democrat from Arizona. In fact, we'll drop into this just for a couple of seconds to give you a feeling of what's going on. Democrats are talking about January 6th in a ballroom setting. Here we go. And here we go. Well, okay. Now we've got it. We've got our access. Here we go with Ruben Gallego.
For this country. And at that point, at that young age, I said yes. Yes, I was willing to do it. I never thought that I had to think about it in that way again until, like many of you, with many of you, including luckily a former linebacker standing next to me, we had to contemplate actually defending the floor of the House of Representatives. And at that point, I thought about what it meant. Was I willing to die for my country? Was I willing to die to make sure democracy continues? And at that time, around this time last year, I said yes. Yes, I would. And I'm proud to say that I know I'm not the only person in that room that was willing to do everything they could to the full extent as good Americans to save democracy. There was a room full of Democrats and some Republicans that said we were not going to let democracy die that night. And we didn't. We didn't. We came back to the floor after seeing the horrific battles outside, knowing that there was still danger, knowing that there potentially were still bombs and IEDs and pipe bombs everywhere. We knew we had to go down to that floor and save democracy. I am proud of what we did that night.
There you have it. Ruben Gallego, he is an Arizona 7th District Democrat, as Democrats are coming to this event and giving their firsthand accounts of what happened. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint Smart Home Security System and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text THAAD at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.